Monkey Music Show. Hey, we have an atrophy singer, Ryan Zimmerman. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you come on. I said earlier before the show, I've been digging this album. I listened to it a lot. Heavy,
Thank you so
fast.
much.
I love the fact you honor the sound of the band. You're not trying to change it and over modernize it. Like there's growth in the songs, but you're not trying to change the band. You
No,
know? That
we didn't
happens
want to do
though.
that at all. It does. If you're not careful, it can really mess things up, and you definitely don't want to do that on a comeback album. So we're very careful about, keeping with the old, making it a little more modern, and keeping all the great elements that made us who we are.
Well, I think, and that's generationally, because I'm like 53. I mean, a lot of bands that were heavier, thrashier back then, the guitars, the tones, the vocals, they all have their own sounds. I'm not trying to sound like an old person, but like a lot of sounds now are kind of like a wall of sound now, where every band had their own sound, sort of. You guys had your own sound. So the fact you guys are keeping that sound, to me, is very refreshing. I love that sound. I love that fresh, the guitars sound a little different. Everything sounds a little different, It's
Right.
fantastic,
And I think that comes with modern recordings. In fact, we used three other producers on this record, and each one of them, and they're all great producers, but it wasn't the sound that we were looking for, because once you start sampling the drums and doing other tweaks on the guitars and the vocals, it just sounds too different. It just doesn't have that beautiful sound that we all loved it, and everybody got away from it, and I don't know why.
I don't know either, because it was very fresh, it's very original, and that's one of the things I feel is missing lately in metal in the past X amount of years, because it still has good songs and there's great players, but there's a certain sound. It just the guitars had the tone. It just felt different. It wasn't overdone, and this album has it. And I went back. I listened to this album a few times. I went back. I wanted to compare the production to the old, the new, and the songwriting. And what's really great is it's like a crisp version of what you guys had for a sound. You know what I mean? It's like everything's like tightened up and cleaned up and shined up a little better. I mean, but you guys have not lost a step. Your voice hasn't lost anything, which is pretty amazing. Like as we get older. I talked to a lot of singers, their voices are going. You know, let's actually, I want to start there. How do you keep your voice going? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
And so what I did was, when I left the metal scene and became a father and respected member of society, I started learning how to sing properly. I worked with a chorus director, and I did some a cappella stuff,
Oh, cool.
where it's just the voices, and it teaches you how to really use your diaphragm and how to breathe properly. And I think the more you strain your vocals, the more damage you do. You get nodes, because I mean, they're literally two pieces of skin. And if you try to push yourself too hard, if you're sick, so just being mindful of that and learning how to sing correctly, I think, has helped me.
I mean, you haven't got like even that. I mean, have you practiced a lot more though, too, to keep your voice as strong? I mean, it's not like you're singing ballads. I mean, this is a strong, I mean, your vocals are very powerful.
Yeah, I think actually I'm using a lot more power than I used to. Instead of holding back a little bit, of not trying to be too powerful, I kind of know where I am now as far as maturity goes and what I can and cannot do. So I like to push myself a little bit more to make it a little more forceful and aggressive sounding.
Okay. That might be why it feels more full sounding to me. I thought it was more the production. The difference of the vocals is because the way you're singing now, probably full chest, is probably sounding, larger and fuller. It's the same voice, but it just feels bigger almost like.
So one of the things that I was able to do on this record that I wasn't able to do back then is, when you go to a studio, you have all your stuff that you're going to do, but that tick, tick, tick is going off on that on the clock, and your day ends that day. You have no time to go back and refresh or add or put in extra tracks. And so recording at home now has afforded me that pleasure to do that. Maybe a little bit different layering. I don't like put seven tracks or anything like that, but there's some key points in the song where you want it to be more full and have a little more kick to it.
Well, it shows, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the first two albums. I loved your voice then. It's like it's not just anything wrong. I just noticed there's a difference in production, and like at this point in the game where I hear so many albums, and metal's changed so much. I'm very aware of how things in production have changed. So,
Sure.
what was the band itself has been doing stuff besides this album? There's an album coming out March 1st, right? The first is Asylum. Wait,
15,
release? Oh,
15.
15. My bad. I'm sorry, I look at my notes here.
Yeah.
So, my bad. The 15th, Asylum. I've heard it. Fantastic. I encourage everybody to get it the first day, listen to it, stream it,
Well, thank
whatever.
you.
The links will be underneath the show. Go right to the site and go to all the right places. I'll have it on the podcast and YouTube. But to that point, you have done some other stuff prior to this. You guys were kind of together. If you could just do like a small mini catch up for the
Yeah.
people that weren't aware of you in the meantime, what like you guys
Yeah,
had a couple good
so
albums in the beginning in the 80s, but like metal got weird and everyone got left behind. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, it's like a little
it
catch up for the
did.
few people that haven't been, on the internet like me, a music nerd. Just.
Yeah, and I consider myself a music nerd as well. So into about 1990-ish, we had, the great grunge thing that happened, and it took music over by storm, and it literally wiped off hair metal and grunge metal, and I'm sorry, thrash metal, and it just literally wiped that out. And it was really odd how it did it. A lot of the record companies were like, "Ooh, look at that, the new shiny thing." They saw money, and so they weren't interested in this type of music. So we broke up. My guitar player went to medical school. He's now a doctor. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Wow.
And yeah, he went off and he had a full scholarship. And we all accepted that. And we tried to stay together, but I was a new father and I had to grow up and be a dad. And in 2015, I received a phone call from a guy that runs a Facebook page for our band. And he said, "Is there any way you guys would get back together just to do a show or something?" I don't know, maybe, And so we got offered the Maryland Death Fest, our first show back with Testament and Hyrax and The Haunted and all these other great bands,
Wow.
Nuclear Assault. So I decided, well, yeah, this is a seems like a great opportunity. And so we did it. We sounded really good. I was kind of surprised. And the offers kept coming. And so we've been to China since then, and we did a European tour in 2020, sorry, 2021, and we got caught over there with the coronavirus.
Oh boy.
And yeah, we were 8 days into a 23-day tour, I believe. And Trump said he was shutting things down, and I knew something was going to change because the towns over there started boarding up essentially,
Is this in
and
China?
some of the no
We,
in in
we,
Europe.
where were you in Europe? I
So
didn't know we were when it happened. Where were you?
we played in Germany, we played in Switzerland, let me see, Zurich, I can't think off the top of my head right now. Anyways, we started our tour. We were supposed to play France. That got canceled. We wound up going to France anyways because we had some hotel rooms booked, and we just took it as a day off. So, yeah, it was probably not a good time to be over there. And at in 2021, around June, we were trying to make some more music with my old bandmates, and it just wasn't going too well. And I kept trying to put vocals on the songs, and it didn't sound like Atrophy anymore. And that really, really concerned me. And I talked to the guys and I said, "Hey, this doesn't sound like atrophy, man." And they spent quite a bit of time working on the songs, and they vehemently just said, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. These songs are great. You just have to sing them like you mean it." And I really did try. And so after that, I was going to do something different. And I started working with my new guitar player, Mark Coughlin. And I did a half of a song, I'm not kidding. And it got sent over to a guy named Craig Lum. And he was trying to get us a record deal. And I sent him four songs that the guys had did in the studio with my old band. And this one half of a song got slipped in there by mistake, because it was a I only had the date on the file. And he said, "Dude, what is that half a song you have there?" I said, "Well, it's a new song I'm working on with Mark." And he said, "Dude, finish that song and I'll put a lead on it if you want." And I did, and he did, and he sent it to a couple labels, and I got offered a record contract. So I figured, what the hell, man? I'm getting older, and if I want to
No,
do it, I better
but
do it. And I actually asked my old drummer, Tim Kelly, if he wanted to be involved, and he declined. And I said, "Well, okay." So I wrote this album with my friend Mark, my guitar player, and here we are today.
so that's interesting. So it actually sounds quite like the original sound. What is that? It just really, but you're the only original member singing on this, right? On this album, so. Yeah, it really sounds.
Correct.
Did
So yeah, we
yeah.
put a lot of thought into it, obviously.
The one of the things I heard, and maybe you can correct me. I could have sworn, did you guys have an album, a song out, like a single, or something out, like around 2017 or 18? Did you put something out, like on YouTube, maybe just it was, I don't, you know what I'm talking about? It's on
No,
it's
you're,
something on
yeah,
YouTube.
you're correct. So in 2019, I asked the guys, "Please, please go in the studio and at least get me one good song and go in there and record it like you mean it." And the guys went in the studio in Tucson and recorded live. And that's not exactly what I meant, but that's what I got. And so I took one of the songs, and that's called Riptide. And
Yes.
in 2019, we released that on just YouTube, and that was supposed to set up us going to Europe. I didn't want to go to Europe, and oh, look at us, we're old men and we did something 30 years ago. Musicians are supposed to be musicians and write constantly. So, yeah, and people seem to like it.
Yeah.
They like the song, and but the other songs on there didn't quite have the same sound, I guess, or weren't as good.
I was excited. I did come across at one point, and then like with everything else and the flood of the time period and COVID and everything, like I forgot all about it. I was like, oh, I was excited, and then I was like, oh, and then so much went on that I was like, wait a
Yeah,
minute,
exactly.
I could they had a thing a lot before this. Like this feels like this was like preemptive COVID attack. The
It
strike was
was.
getting ready. Okay, I'm not
Yeah,
going
yeah.
totally crazy, just a little crazy.
Okay.
So. But when it really comes down to it, so there is no animosity with the band members, right? They were like, we're out of it,
I think there is. So what I'll tell you the story real quick.
Yeah, please. I mean, because.
So the original drummer, we got a new guitar player and a new bass player, and our new guitar player was with us for about 3 years. And they had written like four or five songs. And I said, "Look, guys, COVID's happening. The recording's not going well. Pre-production's not going well. It's been 3 years. You guys have a few songs. And I wanted to be involved from the writing from the get-go, because I didn't want this to happen at all. You know, if I would have been involved from the beginning, I could have made the changes as we went and kind of polish it, like you said. And they just kind of kept me out of the loop for a good year and a half. And then I was
On purpose, or is it
presented
just
this.
like, was it just like kind of like half-ass?
I think it was on purpose.
Okay.
I don't honestly know. So when I heard the songs, I said, look, guys, these songs just, they don't fit. They just don't fit. And I actually said this. I said, Ronnie James Dio could sing these and he can't make them any better than what they are. This is the core product. And of course, they took offense to it. They got mad at me. And I wasn't trying to be mean or, you know, we have a band to run. We're trying to make Atrophy music. It should sound like Atrophy music. So I said, you guys should just find another singer. I'm out. So Tim and the two new remaining members, I waited about a month and I started seeing things on Facebook that they were going to be playing in Phoenix as Atrophy. And I called them up and I said, dude, what is going on? Oh, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. And I'm like, so what are you guys called if you know if you're not going to use the name? So when I left, I only had a couple conditions. Please don't use the name and don't use the logo because it doesn't sound like Atrophy. Anyways, so they came out as Scars of Atrophy, and that kind of hurt me, actually. I was kind of bothered by that. And when I was offered the deal, I went to Tim and asked him if he wanted to play, and he said no. And I said, okay. You know, I felt like I've been more than patient, more than gracious. So I think there's a little hurt feeling over there with Tim, maybe. Yeah.
Well,
And it's a
but who
great
has
album, so.
no, it's a great album. I mean, do you have, was it yours, you have ownership of the name? That's a
Well,
thing.
yeah, I mean, me and Chris, my original
Okay.
guitar player, started the band. And I drew the logo, and you know,
Yeah, I mean,
I
you know,
don't
he's,
want
no, bands fight about that nowadays. And the fact that you're the
to.
singer and you sound like the band, it's almost, you're not the same level as some of the other bands that are out there in the other rock and roll world that would be the same. That's why I ask, because you know it becomes this gossip, and it's important to hear
Sure.
the right from the person what you know what happened. It's not gossip. It's just
I'm
here's
not.
the story.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, and so you have to ask yourself, well, me and him are the original members. What changed? Well, the new members changed everything. They changed the sound. But, you know, if he's going to back them instead of backing me, that hurt. And the other thing is what you just said is if I sound like Atrophy, I can't help
Yeah.
it. I just do, you know, and if you're going to throw another singer in now, it's going to sound completely different.
Right.
So, you know, and I started playing guitar in this band originally before I sang. So I kind of know how things go and how they should sound. And for them not to use this wonderful tool that was right in front of them, I don't know why, but it just was what it is what it is, you know.
Well, it'd be hard
It's all
without hearing the
good.
music. No, it sounds right. It sounds like it'd be jarring if it's you listen to the first two albums and you hear something new that sounds more modern, and you're like, so that's not my Atrophy. I want to go see Atrophy because that's the band. Like I said, that there's a sound that you guys have that you've retained
Yeah.
that still sounds fresh to me, especially even fresher now because no one has that sound. There's even less bands that have that original metal thrash sound. You know what I mean? Which
I
is.
can't.
I love that sound, but I love the sound of all the bands from that genre that have kept their sounds. It's a they have
Sure.
good sounds. You have a good sound. It's a good guitar tone. It's just like a warm, but it's a frequency where it kind of cuts through stuff. Your voice is right there. You know, it's just what you guys are, and it would be very
It
yeah, it would be very
just like a big,
jarring to not hear
yeah,
because you know an
it's
old
like a
song against a
big
new one
warm.
would sound right. You know what I mean? If it wasn't.
Right.
A new, yeah.
And And the weird thing is, you know, as we get older, we get stuck in our ways. I think my drummer was stuck in his ways about what he wanted for drum sound. You know, we don't have these great budgets like we used to go into just a drum studio where you can record the drums. So how are we going to achieve this? Well, I don't want samples. I hate sampled drums. I love cymbals. I love all the norm. The warm tones of the drums.
Right.
I want to hear a rim shot. I want to hear everything that makes a real live band sound like a live band. That's important to me. And so, yeah, it's just things like that.
Oh, it's good. So, I mean, you're not talking out of tune. I mean, it's just facts of how you got from A to B, because hearing it and seeing the different lineup changes, like I said, I've been aware of that. And I'm like, all right, people change, they grow, sometimes whatever changes. So it's nice. It's a real just musical change within the band, and some people wanted a sound and they didn't, you know. And you're honoring what you like, which is your voice and the sound, you know. That's just what it
Yeah.
is. And the proof's in the pudding, as they would say, as the kids would say, you know, as
Yeah.
Bill Cosby would say, the proof's in the pudding, because this album, like I said, it really steps in right, you know, above the quality of the other two, but as good or better. I mean,
Well,
we
thank you
all have
very
our favorite.
much.
We fall in love. You're welcome. We all have our favorite. We fall in love with the early albums. But I gotta tell you, this album's been just really, it pounds. It's so good. Let's talk about some of the song titles and some of the lyrics you came up with. It's pretty aggressive. Was it poured out of you from COVID, or just song ideas, or just concept for each song? Or was it like an overall feeling? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so COVID was a very interesting time in history, and being a writer of the style that we're in, there was an uprising going on, you know, with shit. Portland was on, people are taking
I heard.
over police stations. Antifa, what the hell's Antifa, and where the fuck did, excuse me, where did it come from? You know, all these things that were happening, and you know, the coronavirus and the million man marches that were going on, it's like the whole world seemed like it was falling apart. And it was such a poignant time in history. So I pulled a lot of that inspiration, what was going on. And so the first single that we released, A Punishment for All, I'm sitting in my living room watching an attempted insurrection of our government, which is a democracy, which United States to me is one of the finest countries in the world. I don't care what anybody says.
That
We started as a democracy, and to watch these guys try to do what they were doing was almost unbearable to watch. I was just like, what the hell is going on right now? And so I came up with the song Punishment for All. I mean, if the left is over here and the right's over here, and we don't give two craps about our constitution or democracy, and so does the loudest voice win or the guy with the biggest gun? Like, where does this end? Was
That's the
Punishment
title of your
for
next
All.
album. That's going to be the title of your next album, because to be seen, we're still in the middle of it here.
Yeah,
You
we
know,
might be. Yeah.
these next 9 months
Yeah.
is going to be a lot of material for a lot of people's new album songs, because you know, it's
Absolutely.
going to be pretty aggressive. You know, it feels like. But I mean, the titles are pretty good. The Punishment for All, and you could throw some out to people that haven't heard. High Anxiety, Seeds of Sorrow, Distortion, Bleeding Out. These are really good song titles, good metal titles. You know, good strong lyrics. The riffs are just slamming, the drums, everything is so good.
Well,
When
thank
so
you,
when you,
man.
you yeah, you're welcome. So when you so you and you sat in with a guitar player and wrote it, and then from there, did you guys, you know, take out the bare riffs and the vocals, like scratch, and then throw sit down and jam with the band? Like, how was it put together? It sounds
So
like
actually,
live sounding is what it sounds like to me.
so we did the opposite. So what we started with was the riff and the fake drums just to line out the songs. And then like I said, my guitar player lives in Tucson. I live in Rogers, Arkansas. Those songs were then sent to me. And if I was okay with the song and everything layout, a lot of times I'll rearrange the song or compose it a little differently. Take one of the riffs and just lengthen that and use that for maybe the chorus or something like 5 minutes to suicide. And you know, there's a change in there where we have time in the drums, and it just punches you in the chest. It's like, holy crap. So that's how we wrote the album, was digitally. But then, and that's the biggest compliment anyone can give us, that it sounds like we played in a room together. We were all in different places, but we all speak the same language of music. And so I know what he wants. He knows what I want. Our bass player, Josh, who's a Malevolent Creation, he did 5 songs on the album. Like, we all had this one minded goal to make it sound exactly like we were in the same room. Our drummer is over in Germany. And once we get everything lined out the way we want it, you know, the sample drums, they're crap, whatever. But when you give them to a live
that's
drummer,
the guiding track. Yeah, that's a guide. It's a guide track to just kind of keep time.
Exactly. What called it's a scratch track.
Yeah.
We put the live drums in kind of at the end. Mm-hmm. And that gives it that, as long as you don't put samples on and use, we used all DI tracks for this. So we didn't go in and just crank out a guitar. We used amp sims for the actual sound. And there are actually Atrophy sims or something close to it from the first 2 albums. But this is just a little bit different, but it still has that Mesa Boogie sound.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just getting it. And then once you're in the studio, that's when you have to really pay attention to the overall sound. So it was actually done back asswards of traditional stuff, but since we're all pretty decent musicians, I think we can all work together really well. And I think it shows within the album, you know?
It does, and I do want to say another thing. When I was listening to it a lot, probably the second or third time through, I mean, the guitars are very powerful. It's very much reminiscent of the first 2. There's some really great, I want to give some props to Nathan. I mean, there's some great lead runs in there. It's just ripping, and it stops, and it just drops, and it comes back again. There's like just some really just great guitar technique in there that, it's just, because it's a thrash-style album, sometimes stuff gets overlooked because you just got it loud, you know, like, but if you put some good headphones on, which I tend to do the second or third time listening to a evaluation like this, you're going to hear some other stuff. And there's some nice little guitar leads in there that are kind of tucked away that you just don't always jump out right away, you know? So you know, kudos to Nathan on some of those nice little details.
Well, cool. I'll tell them that, because we've got a lot of reviews, and people have said wonderful things, and I am very blessed to have a very good, amazing guitar team. Nathan and Mark, they're just, man, they work good. The harmonies and shit they play together, man, so tasty. Damn.
It's hard because
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. Just listening to the album, not knowing the guys, not knowing who does what, and knowing you work with Nathan, that's why I said that. But of course, you know, kudos to Mark too. I mean, the guitar, all the guitar work on this album, I really love it. That's really such a great driving force for me. I mean, like, once your vocals came in, I'm like, all right, you know, Brian sounds like Brian, maybe even a little bit better, like bigger. All right, we're there. What's going on with guitars now? Because I know there's been a different lineup. What are we sounding like? Are we trying to sound like something? Are we honoring it? Are we a new band? What's going on? And then I heard this, and I was like, oh, we're pretty much, these songs can come in with other older songs interchangeably, but they're still new songs with growth. You know what I'm saying? And that's, to have, you know, driving in both lanes like that is a challenge as a musician that's had a long career, you know?
And a songwriter going as well.
Right. Yep. That's what I'm saying. To honor what you did and your fans and your music, and you like it, and to keep going, but also kind of challenge yourself. So, you know, to do this at the same time is, you know, It can be a challenge. That's why bands always put albums out. They're like, I don't know what else I can do.
Yeah, I mean, if we're actually writing right now, and my Nathan says, "Oh, I think we can top this one," and I'm like, going, "Wow, okay, that's going to be a huge challenge." But like I said, I work with some really gifted people now, and I think we might be able to do that. I hope we can.
It's a great album. I don't see why not, because I think with the you notice it's because with the music, your voice is where it needs to be, and the musicianship
Thank
is
you.
so good. You're welcome. I can hear that the growth of this kind of this of these the musicians and the guitars and the lyrics, the vocals and everything can just keep growing because the band's kind of almost new in a way, but you kind of have a sound already. So really,
Yeah, we.
you can grow because it's something new, something old at the same time. And it's kind of
Yes.
fresh to some people, and you're like re-energized. You know what I'm saying? Because
Oh, I'm
you have
energized.
no, but I'm
Yeah.
saying, but you know, you're not fighting against, you're not push-pull, but it's other musicians about a sound. You're not fighting for sound you want. You're not pulling
Right.
people. You're running along with everybody to get to the goal now,
Yes,
which puts a different
exactly.
tone in your step when you're trying to do music. You know what I mean? If you're not open, and if you don't think you can trust the people you're writing with, you're not going to be able to put your best out there.
Absolutely. I agree with your statement 100%. It's that lovely chemistry that, and some of the riffs he comes up with, I can't wait to get to my computer. Oh my God, I want to put down vocals on this. And to have that and have that excitement like I'm 19 again, man, it's just magical,
It's easy to see, it's easy to hear, and an album is so fresh. And I'll be honest with you, I was hopeful, but you hear a lot, and it's like, what's going on with bands and certain members? And I hear this a lot because sometimes there are certain members that are just like toeing the line. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to not be the
Yes.
band because it's like they don't want to miss the party, but they don't want to be involved. Like it's like, come on,
Right.
just let the other guys go on and do something or join in, but you can't. You're holding them down. So to know that you had new members and you're pushing forward is very exciting. And from that last track
Yeah.
I heard, but this is, people have heard they've heard a new single, but this blows away the other track you did in 2019. This is totally different. The whole album is just as good as the first single. I mean, it's just, it rocks.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So how are you doing the set list? How many songs you put in moving forward?
We were going to put two in initially, but I think we're going to throw in a third one because I don't I can't leave these songs out, man. They're so damn good that I want to share this new album with everybody, and I know everybody wants to hear the old stuff. So probably three is going to be a happy number to start with.
I would even say this might upset fans. Maybe put a nice melody of some of the older songs together, learn the whole
Yeah.
album, swap out some of the new songs, and do a healthy dose of four or five new songs. And this is probably the worst thing for people, like from, because I am the nerd of music. I can listen to your old album, whenever I want. I haven't heard
Sure.
you do the new songs live. I'd like to see that. There's a balance. You have to know your audience. You have to respect them. I get that too. But if you're a
Right.
fan, and you listen, fans listen to Brian. He's excited about his music. This is why he's doing it. So if he's excited doing
Oh yeah.
music and he wants to do some new songs, that's why you like a band, because they write in songs that you like, or you know what I'm saying? So in a way, it's a team thing, So if a band's excited about doing some music, well, then, it's good to kind of learn some more of the new songs and hop on board and appreciate it, because
Absolutely.
we've
Yeah.
learned with COVID, they're not going to be around. How many times you look back now and go, the other thing is, I hear people like, I hate hearing new songs. And a lot of artists do this too. They go, I released an album. Nobody wants to hear, nobody wants to hear my new songs. And then they also say, and to be honest with you, I'm just as guilty. When I go see Iron Maiden, they actually said this. I want to hear all the songs. I don't want to hear the new album. They go, I'm just as guilty. I go, I don't know. I kind of
Sure.
want to hear new stuff. Maybe not the entire Iron Maiden album, because that's a lot to swallow when it first comes out in the first 2 months.
Exactly.
Maybe an anniversary might be cool when you know it for a little bit better. But the truth is, you want to hear these songs, and you're gonna be like, "Oh, I heard it, X amount of years ago. I heard this one song. It was a one-off. They played this from the album, as a treat. That's fun."
Oh, hell yeah.
I think you
Absolutely.
should keep a bunch of these songs, and maybe you throw one or two out, different ones, as a treat to the hardcore fans. Because I mean,
I think we might, dude. I mean, I really I really, really want to do that.
You know, I'm sure I'm in the minority about doing that, about wanting to hear the new stuff, but it's so good. I mean, it's a bunch of bands that have some really good albums out, and I really just want these people, you guys, to play some new stuff. You know, what's the point?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Everyone's locked up with COVID. Let's hear some new
Absolutely.
music. You know, it's exciting. Besides, you're going to be working on a new album anyhow.
I
There's going to be a
agree.
certain point where you can, keep going.
Yep.
So this is awesome. I want to thank you for coming on. I want
Absolutely.
people to check out the albums. It's fantastic. I hope I get to see you live. I know it's kind of weird for bands to tour right now, still, the economy and stuff. It's not the way it used to be. But what are
Well,
the
I'm
plans
so
for
glad that
touring?
you, I'm so glad that you appreciate that because, back in the day we had tour buses and managers and, booking agents and, the labels were giving us money, and it's a lot different now,
Oh yeah, I've
and
burned the ears of people on the show by saying that I go to the cost of van, the shirts, I've broken it down. I'm not gonna beat everybody up. You know what? I've already said it a bunch of times, how much it costs, travel, everything. I've broken it down and I'm like, one night in Idaho, why isn't he playing my town for your three friends? They're not even gonna gas money to go from one town to the other, not only pay for the bus or the van or the why isn't my shirt being made? Because they have to make a run of 100 of them just to break even for your weird size, because no one else is going to buy them. Like, people need to realize it's a finite business right now. It's almost like punk ethos where it's do it yourself. And at this point, if your band's out there, you need to go and buy a shirt, buy two shirts, keep the machine running. This is not even a
Absolutely.
caviar. It's not a caviar event anymore. These guys are in probably, if you're lucky, a nice van or Polong nowadays, and they're nice. You get a nice room, but you're not living high in the hog. You're making bills. It's actually a living wage at this point. So if you want these fans, and getting older and getting up on stage and doing this,
Yep.
I know I don't I couldn't do it. I have days I get out of bed, I don't want to go to work, and I don't have to perform. So it's got to be some perks to, to an artist putting it out there
Sure.
as you get older. So
Well,
that's
I
just
appreciate you saying that.
that's my call to the arms for everybody to support the artists. I think I cut you off.
Right on.
Touring plans out. Touring plans. Let's wrap up on that one.
We just got done doing a Southern Central American tour with Violence and Hyrax and
Nice.
Exhorder. We did that 2 weeks ago. We're playing September 24th in LA at the CY Fest. And we have some plans to book West Coast, let me see, July, August, and then East Coast in September. So we do have some stuff booked, but I really want to focus on getting back over to Europe because the metal fans there,
Yeah.
they're freaking awesome. But
Well,
we don't
that's
want
for
to forget
the
about America.
no, but you can actually make you can travel and tour and keep the band alive. Europe has kept a lot of
Yeah.
bands alive during these lean years,
You're
which is bad.
absolutely right.
And even Germany was one of the first ones to keep a lot of bands alive when grunge came. A lot of bands just stayed to tour Germany and then all the big
Sure.
Europe fest. I mean, there's so many out there. I'll be looking forward to you. I'm on the East Coast. So,